For I would say unto you, there is much of the body of Christ that scoffs at the proposition or the possibility of an up and coming revival of sorts. Those things that are out of the ordinary and those things that cannot be explained by human resources. And even much of the body that has joined themselves in times past with a dream and a hope and an aspiration of someday seeing these things have grown weary in well-doing and cast off their first love and cast off their hope for seeing such things. I will remind you, saith the Spirit of grace, that there were no natural signs of the coming rain before Noah entered the ark. Not even up till the day before. But when Noah entered the ark and I shut the door, then that which I had said and that which I had prophesied through my servant begin to come to pass. And I say unto you that in the days ahead you will see in your hearts a growing signs. You will feel the wisdom of heaven and the message of heaven saying this is coming. But for many they will see nothing and they will hear nothing because their hearts are not in tune. Right up until the day that things begin to cascade, and right up until the day that the fountains begin to break in the deep, and right up until the day that principalities will begin to fall as Jesus, your Lord and Savior, said unto his disciples, that I observed that when you went, Satan fell as lightning from the sky. There is coming an hour which the principality over this region will no longer have the ability to hold back and resist you with the strength that he has held back. For I say unto you that there is coming an hour in which your authority in the Spirit will mount up so strong that suddenly, these things will come to pass. In a moment's time, the fountains will be broken up. In a moment's time, the rain will begin to fall. In a moment's time, the streets will be flooded with my presence, saith the Spirit of grace. Many will be swept in. Some will be lost. Some have already gone after the doctrines and the sayings of devils, and they are convinced. And I say unto you, pray for these, that they are not lost for eternity, saith the Spirit of grace. But for you that will seek my face, and those of you that will allow my mortification process to work in your life, you will see these things, and you will be safe in the days ahead, saith the Spirit of grace. Yes, good things have happened, and things that I have orchestrated even recently in the realm of governments. But do not think that this is the end of your warfare. Know this, that there will come seasons ahead. There will come times ahead past these governments in which other governments will come in. Then will persecution reign over my body and come against my body with great cruelty and great despair. I'm asking you prior to these things give me a harvest. Mount up with wings. Teach your children to be strong and fight and to live moral lives before my presence, saith the Spirit of grace. Rejoice in the hour that you live in and prepare, for I say that this is not the end, pointing to no persecution, but persecution will be in the last days, saith the Spirit of grace. Mount up strong. Use the season to catch your breath in the Spirit. Get strong. Do not be lazy. Do not be lazy. Do not be complacent. Fill your mouth with spiritual things and be strong, saith the Spirit of grace. For this revival is coming and now is, saith the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.